Hello again, you're listening to the news at one, and we go straight this lunchtime to the news that 10 people have appeared in court charged with posting the names or photographs of two boys convicted last year of the murder of Anna Creagel. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court. He joins us now. Paul, the background to this is that during the trial in relation to the killing of Anna Creagel, the order was given by, I think, on two separate occasions by judges that these boys not be named.
That's correct, Brian. The judge in the district court and the judge who presided over the trial in the Central Criminal Court both directed and made orders that they, under no circumstances, were either boy A or boy E to be, or boy B to be identified. And it's a breach of the criminal law, the Children's Act. It's against the law to give any information in relation to the identity of these two boys. But very soon after the trial had concluded in June of last year, a few days afterwards, information, posts and texts began to appear on social media, and the Gardaí in Lucan set up an incident room and investigation team to investigate this information. As a result of that, a woman was brought before the court in Waterford last week, and today 10 people were brought before the court, the Dublin District Court, on charges in connection with the disclosure of information.
So what happened then in court today?
Well, the 10 people were brought before the court altogether. They are one after the other. They are 30-year-old Robert Murphy from Dolphin Road in Drimna, 22-year-old Jake Marshall from Balcarras Gardens in Ballymun, 48-year-old Louise Heaney from Killinarden Estate in Talla, 24-year-old Hazel Fitzpatrick from Easton Green in Leixlip, 46-year-old Leander Farrelly from Kilmartin Avenue in Talla, 38-year-old Gareth Cunningham from Greenford Crescent in Clondalkin, 30-year-old Declan Corcoran from Williams Place Lower in Dublin, 47-year-old Adele Doherty from Rory O'Connor House in Dublin, 25-year-old Jamie Shannon from Empress Place in Dublin, and 25-year-old Kyle Rooney from Rathfield Park in Raheny. Now, the six men and four women were all summoned to appear in court today. They're charged with posting images and or text on social media which identified either or both boy A and boy B a few days after they were convicted. Five are accused of posting the images on Twitter, five others of posting on Facebook. The court was told in the case of Robert Murphy that there was a conversation thread he had with his sister's boyfriend on Facebook in which he allegedly named boy A, and that was actually public. Jake Marshall is allegedly posted a photo on Twitter with the words, "There you go, boy A, boy B. Everybody deserves to see these two." A similar allegation is made against Hazel Fitzpatrick, who posted a picture on Facebook. Louise Heaney is alleged to have shared a picture of boy A on Twitter. Now, the judge also issued a bench warrant for two of the accused who didn't appear in court today, Jamie Shannon and Kyle Rooney. But this was withdrawn after their solicitor, Tony Collier, told the court that he advised both men that they didn't have to turn up. So the DPP has directed that all of these cases can be dealt with at district court level. So Judge Brian O'Shea remanded all 10 on bail to appear again here in December for a plea or a trial date.
Very good, Paul Reynolds. Thank you for that.